in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
Hi, my name is Camille DeSisto, and I am a PhD student at Duke University in North Carolina studying ecology. More specifically, I study species interactions in tropical forests, and the herb I would like to talk about today is the humble banana. In general, when we think of the cultivated banana, we're thinking of the genus Musa. It can sometimes be surprising that a banana is actually an herb, because sometimes it can look like a tree because the plant grows relatively tall, but it is an herb because the stem is not woody, and it does have a fruit, and the fruit can actually be classified botanically as a berry. Banana plants tend to grow in tropical environments, and they have very large leaves. They grow in bunches. For me, when I first saw a banana plant, I was surprised at how big it was and that it looks very tree-like, and even further surprised upon finding out that it isn't a tree but an herb. So the native banana that grows in Madagascar is in the dry forest, and in general the fruits are a lot smaller. So when we humans cultivate bananas, they do so to elongate the fruit, produce a fruit that tastes good and is also large, but these wild species are more likely to have smaller fruits also that will have seeds in them as well. Bananas grow in a bunch. They are also, it's a cultivated plant, so humans play a large role in that growth process. There are species that are considered bananas that aren't cultivated. More native banana species, for example, where I do my research in Madagascar, there's considered one native banana species. All the rest are cultivated and come from other areas in the world. People can use the banana leaves. That can be used for making all types of structures, which is really cool. There's a huge variety of culinary uses. When I'm in the field, I rely on bananas a lot, that's for sure. A lot of different animals do this. For example, I study lemur plant interactions, mostly in northeast Madagascar. And where I conduct my research, it is in tropical forests where lemurs live. And there are often agricultural fields that are adjacent to these forest areas. So from time to time, lemurs can actually go and eat these plants. There's also other animals, for example, rats, maybe a more obvious one that would enjoy feeding on the bananas. Humans and bananas have really complicated histories and relationships, particularly through the pains of colonialism and the harm that has brought to different populations through banana cultivation. So cultivated bananas, there are very few varieties, and this makes the plant quite vulnerable. For example, if there is a pathogen, it can spread really quickly throughout a cultivated population of bananas and endanger food supplies. Whereas if you have more agroecological diversity, then the plants are going to be less vulnerable to those pathogens. And it's also important to acknowledge some of these other species just in terms of appreciating biodiversity and all these different types of plants that exist.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.